All right, we're talking with Cody Goodnight of Chattanooga, Oklahoma, and he says it's a busy time on the southwest Oklahoma farm right now.
The wheat that was planted early is up and going good. We're trying to plant some late wheat now to finish up. And then we've also begun our fall harvest, harvesting crops like sesame, late season milo, and then the cotton crop in southwest Oklahoma is the main crop.
You've still got some wheat to plant.
Yes, sir. We're still finishing up wheat harvest or wheat planting, as well as right in the middle of cotton harvest at home.
You're pretty busy.
We got plenty to do. That's right.
So planting wheat this late, will that matter for you? That have a yield impact?
No, late season wheat is pretty common in our area. We'd like to have it all in by Thanksgiving. If it's a mild winter, you can even plant later into that, and you still have warm weather to get the wheat tillered and off to a good start. If it's extremely cold, harsh winter, then you'll have some yield loss by not getting enough growth before really cold weather sets in. But the way the forecast looks, we've got good weather, and we should be able to get the crop established before the cold part of the winter gets here.
Were you able to get any winter wheat pasture?
There is limited wheat pasture in our area. We have about half of what we got planted earlier got into good moisture and established well. The other half, the soil dried out, so it was basically dusted in and had to wait on this rain before it would come up. So the wheat pasture in our area is very sporadic. A few good fields of pasture that people are turning cattle onto now, but most of it is small and will not be grazed until later in the spring, or will be taken straight to wheat harvest. Luckily, we have had a fairly good rally in the wheat market over the last 90 days, so there's more people considering taking that wheat to harvest because we have had a considerable rally in the wheat market, so that's nice.
So how's the cotton look?
Well, there's good cotton and bad cotton. The early cotton that got a good stand and got some timely rains is going to make a pretty decent crop. There's some late cotton that got hit by this early freeze and that ice storm that won't make any cotton at all. It'll be disastered. So, and there's everywhere in between.
What happened when the cold weather from the ice storm hit the cotton?
Well, two things. There's cotton that was ready to harvest, mature cotton ready to harvest, that was opened up and subject to those elements of ice and the rain and all that. It deteriorates the quality of the cotton, as well as you lose some pounds of cotton by stringing it onto the ground. But you can, in addition to losing pounds, you lose dollars or cents per pound and quality loss. The other problem was we had a lot of really late cotton at home that needed some more heat and some more time to finish filling the bowls before that freeze terminated the crop.
So that makes it a little more difficult for you, especially as a young farmer, trying to make ends meet right now.
Certainly. This has been a whirlwind of a year in many aspects. Decreasing cattle prices in the spring. A lot of farmers took a hit there. We always fight Mother Nature, and this year was no different. A lot of extreme weather events, between hard rain and hail events to short season drought in the middle of the summer. In addition to that, volatile markets. It's hard to plan for markets that are as wild as they have been this year.
That's Cody Goodnight, Chattanooga, Oklahoma. The southwest Oklahoma farmer is optimistic things will get better in the new year, and he will use that optimism as the newly appointed chairman of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Young Farmers and Ranchers Committee. We'll talk more about that in a later program.